We are right in the middle of Harrogate Comedy Festival. In fact, this weekend is the big weekend, so we thought we'd get you in the mood by tracking down two of the many names that will be hitting Harrogate this weekend. First up, Beth Parsons managed to find Andy Hamilton's mobile number and gave him a call. Now, Andy Hamilton is a name that should mean something to you. He's a regular on the panel show Mock the Week and is a co-creator and writer of the hit sitcom Outnumbered. Beth is a massive fan of that show, so she spent a good 3 or 4 minutes gushing at him about how great it is. You don't need to hear that bit, but what you do want to hear is what he said about working on the show.
Do you want to be our agent?
I would. I totally wouldn't mind, actually. Yeah, I wouldn't mind at all.
Thank you. Yeah, well, that's very kind.
Where did the inspiration from that come from?
Well, we sat down, me and my co-creator, Guy J. Kim, we sat down one day and we wondered why there'd never been a sitcom that sort of captured the anarchy and chaos of life with small children. And then we realised that it was probably to do with the problems, you know, the practical problems of filming with small children. And then we started thinking about ways of approaching it differently and in the end, the result was Outnumbered.
Another show Andy is very famous for is Mock the Week, the improvised comedy panel show. Beth asked him what that one is like to work on.
The good thing about those shows is that it only needs one of you to be saying anything funny or interesting at any given moment, you know. So for a comedy person, it's a bit like the equivalent of doing a kind of improvised jazz session. You know, you just wait for someone to hit a riff and then you kind of pick up on it if you've got something, and if you don't, you let someone else play, you know.
So Andy's stand-up show Change Management is coming to Harrogate Theatre tomorrow evening from 8 p.m. But where did the name Change Management come from?
Well, it's a show that looks at change and change in all sorts of areas of life, you know, big social changes that have happened over the last 50 years. And and I did it in 2015, but of course 2016 turned into a year of enormous change and some of it quite startling and surprising. So this is a sort of updated version of looking at incorporating some of the stuff from 2016.
Now, if you look at the listings for this show in the Comedy Festival brochure, you'll notice that it's got an age rating of 14+. But if you've got younger children, you may well recognise Andy's voice. So why did they put that age rating on the show, Andy?
I suppose maybe they're worried that Peppa Pig fans will come, because I played Dr. Elephant in Peppa Pig. Maybe they're worried. So maybe they were concerned about,
you
know.
Do you get people to ask, do they ask you to do the voice?
Young mums often stop me with a small child in a pushchair and explain to the small child that I am Dr. Elephant. And then the small child looks at them as if they're a nutcase, because
clearly it's not Mr. Elephant.
Because clearly I am not an elephant.
Change Management with Andy Hamilton is on at Harrogate Theatre tomorrow at 8 p.m. Also tomorrow, and also at 8 p.m. in the Studio Theatre, is a brilliant Australian comedian called Felicity Ward. I managed to track her down for a chat, and has she ever been to Harrogate before?
No, but I've told I need to go to a tea room and order a fat rascal.
I love it. Everybody seems to find this out before they come. Yeah, it's called Betty's, and it is an experience.
I mean, Betty must be rolling in it, because everyone I've spoken to is like, you've got to go to Betty.
I'm going to let you into a
what
secret.
What happened to Betty?
I'm going to let you into a secret. Betty is fictional.
Oh, come on, man. At least break the news when I'm up there. You've broken my heart already.
It doesn't detract from the experience, though. It is very, very good.
Is there an older lady that is quite bosomly that would look like she gives a comforting hug?
I'm sure anybody in Betty's would give you a comforting hug. They are generally very, very nice. It's a lovely 1920s style tea room. You'll love it. You've got to go. Absolutely.
Wait.
Right, enough fat rascal chat. Back to the job in hand. What is her show called? Well, simply, 50% More Likely to Die. Interesting name, isn't it? Where did that come from?
Yeah, the sentence itself, or the statistic, came from a book on mental health statistics.
Right.
Because I know how to party. And basically, people with anxiety and depression are 50% more likely to die. That's of a whole host of fun diseases. But I read that and I thought that would be a very funny title for a show if I was like next to the title going, hey, life's great. And then 5 days before my first preview, I lost a bag on the bus, which had my laptop, my wallet, my keys,
oh, no,
and all of this stuff in it. So the show then became about how I lost the bag, what happened afterwards, because the series of events that took place, I couldn't have written it if I tried. It was amazing.
Mental health on stage then. Bear with me, because it might not sound like the best grounds for comedy, but it really, really can be. Did this come from a place of working some issues through for Felicity?
I don't think that it's very sensible to work anything out on stage. So yeah. There's no therapy for me that takes... I go through the NHS for that.
Yeah.
And thank you very much. Free healthcare. Oh, my God, this country doesn't know what it's got. We have to pay for that back in Australia. So
That's not why you're here, is it?
I'm here to steal your job, to use up all your NHS. Typical foreigners.
Coming over here and making us laugh. How dare you?
I know. I'm looking forward. How was the vote up in Harrogate? Was it a remain or a leave?
It was a remain, just, I think.
Oh, thank God. All right, well, at least some of the people coming to my show won't be here to pick it.
Yes, we are aware that she's not from the EU. You don't need to complain. Let's put politics to one side and focus on the show. Mental health is fairly loosely hung around the story of the lost bag that Felicity told us about earlier on. And that means that the show is something we can all relate to.
The stats are 1 in 4. Like, the chances of someone listening that has anxiety or depression are, like, 1 in 4. A quarter of your listeners will have... anxiety or depression.
Well, we only have 3, so it's...
Well, at least one of them. I can't do the math. Maybe check down one of your listeners has anxiety or depression.
So, if you fancy a laugh tomorrow night that deals with something perhaps we don't talk about enough, Felicity Ward is on in Harrogate Theatre's studio at 8 p.m. And you can find out more about the festival by listening to The Box Office from Stray FM's Family Show. You'll find that on the Specialist Shows page of strayfm.com.